Hi, my name is Janelle Booker, a senior at the College of Worcester, and my project sub-assembled monolayers, SAMs, as a model for photooxidation of plastic waste using ATR, FTIR, and kinetic modeling, is in completion of my senior thesis for my undergraduate degree. So as we know, plastic is very prevalent in our environment, so this project aims to model the most significant pathways of degradation, which is photooxidation. Since all plastics are exposed to not only light, but air, including hydroxyl radicals and other initiators, most plastics will be undergoing photooxidation. It's also important in the recent decades, as ozone thinning and increased air pollution is suspected to increase the rates of photooxidation. So one key component, or key aspect of photooxidation, is that it occurs on the outermost surface of the plastic. So rather than having to use an entire plastic sample in a lab, a subsample monolayer or a single layer of a hydrocarbon can be used to model the surface chemistry. So the intention of this study is to not only produce a subsample monolayer, but to photooxidize it and to use infrared and GCMS analysis to understand the kinetics and products produced during photooxidation, which in later studies will be used to apply to understand impact on human and animal health. So the specific goals of this project, as noted in the poster, is to produce the SAM or to graft the SAM onto an ATR, attenuated total reflectance crystal, and to model what happens in the flow cell or the gas chemistry in the flow cell, since that cannot be tested directly. So to begin, optimizing the subsediment monolayer prep and grafting on the crystal surface, the crystal underwent a variety of experimental procedures. The most effective procedures were determined both through physical observations, so any residue left on the crystal, as well as through FTIR-IR analysis. So how does ATR, attenuated total reflectance, work? So rather than sending an IR beam directly through the sample, which could disrupt it, the signal is sent through a crystal and produces an evanescent beam, which is determined by the refractive index of the crystal monolayer, which pierces the sample and is reflected within the crystal to the detector in order to take the measurement of the sample. So the monolayer is a small portion of the total evanescent beam. The monolayer is 26.2 angstroms, the length of the hydrocarbon chain, which is less than 2% of the beam's total penetration. Despite being such a small portion of evanescent beam, the signals are expected to be large enough to validate each of the experimental procedures, as noted in the poster. In lab, both cleaning and oxidation were able to be validated. However, grafting was unable to be validated as the interferometer of the instrument was experiencing technical error, and so all other experimental procedures had to be halted. Grafting was able to be validated using the contact angle test, which indicated a hydrophobic surface after grafting of the crystal surface. After producing the self-assembled monolayer on the crystal, it was important to understand the reactant concentrations that would actually be reacting with the monolayer in the ATR flow cell. So hydroxyl radicals are atmospherically relevant and are key reactants in initiating the photooxidation process. So to understand the concentration of OH as well as the other reactants that will be reacting with the surface, it's important to use kinetic modeling since it cannot be directly monitored in the flow cell. The dimensions of the simulation, flow rate, and concentrations were set to best model the experimental setup. As the foundations, this project was set more to understand the qualitative relationships between the initial reactants, hydrogen, oxygen, and ozone, and how it affects OH production, as noted at the bottom of the poster. Later projects, however, will develop a more qualitative relationship to generate specific hydroxyl concentrations in the experimental flow cell. In addition to producing more qualitative relationships, the model will also integrate the solid monolayer to model the heterogeneous chemistry occurring in the flow cell. However, top priority is to validate grafting using FTIR, to photooxidize self-assembled monolayer, and to produce more method development in extracting the oxidized monolayer for identification with GCMS analysis. By identifying the plastic photooxidation products, we hope to understand the impact of plastic exposure on our soil, water, and air systems. Thank you so much for coming to my poster session. I hope you enjoyed the poster. I hope you enjoyed this recording. If you have any questions, please feel free to come to the live chat later today or to the live poster session this weekend. I look forward to talking to you. Thank you again. Have a nice day.